One of the bigger surprises from this year's Oscar nominations is the inclusion of Andrea Riseborough in the Best Actress category for her performance in To Leslie, a movie few people have even heard of, let alone seen. This kicked off some nonsense about the nominating process, but hands down Riseborough deserved the nomination, and I wouldn't be upset if she won. Leslie once hit it big in the lottery in her West Texas town, but that was 6 years ago, and she doesn't seem to be better off for it. She's out of work and has no place to live, and she drinks. A lot. More than a lot. She is sick, certainly, but she's also extremely hard to take, for anyone, including us. She's actively destructive in her personal relationships, and she continues to drink. Mark Maron's motel owner Sweeney happens upon Leslie, who's lurking around definitely not stealing stuff, but instead of running her off, he offers her a job and a room at the motel, sort of out of nowhere and pretty obviously against his better judgment. But it also feels like Sweeney has the bruises that come along with life, and he knows other people do too. He isn't overly generous or some kind of magical savior, he's just a nice man who treats Leslie like a human being. Things don't change for Leslie right away, and by the time there's some movement, you'd expect we'd have given up on her too. But Riseborough has drawn us in so thoroughly that we can't stop watching her, and we begin to see the subtle shifts in how she carries herself, in how clear her eyes are, and in how the people around her affect how she feels. There aren't seismic shifts, but there are real changes, and they matter. Maron is simply fantastic too, gentle and quietly funny. Like Leslie, he's a person who does things that don't seem to make sense, although his moves help to heal rather than destroy. We can't always explain who other people are or what they do, but we can try, and at least we can listen. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.